Feeling networking guilt. In the past, I've talked about reconnecting with members of our network whom we haven't seen in a while. I've always maintained that feeling guilty about not having been in touch can't be an excuse for not contacting them. In fact, you really have no reason to feel guilty. After all, they haven't contacted you either. That being said, there is a point at which you should feel rightfully guilty. That's when the last time you spoke with a person in question, you promised to do something for them, and you didn't do it. In this situation, it's completely understandable that you'd feel uncomfortable talking with them. I mean, after all, who really wants to have their failures thrown in their face? But guess what? You have to contact them anyway. In networking, your reputation is everything. Maybe they don't remember what you promised, but maybe they do. If so, and you don't get in touch with them and follow up like you said you're going to, then they can't trust you with anything more important, like their own reputation. That would basically remove one of the major reasons for networking, right? So, as a good networker, here's what you have to do. Call them up, apologize, tell them what you're doing to make things right. Believe it or not, admitting you're in the wrong is fairly easy and painless. You might even make more points for whatever it was you promised than if you'd done it right away from the start. Not that I'm advising messing up intentionally. Bottom line, if you're in the wrong, grow a spine, admit it, and make it right. The strength of your network will thank you for it.